Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Michael, we're always interested in some of the stories that you get, and you've been chatting with Tabitha Coffey. You've been doing a big article on this.
We have, and we've followed Tabitha's career. Most of you would know her from Tabitha's Salon Takeover.
Cool,
which is,
cool.
It is a cool show where she goes into these salons and she makes them over. The salon owners often don't love it, but by the end of the show, you know, they love her, and they've kind of had this extraordinary transformation. So the thing is with Tabitha, she's here and she's travelling around New Zealand and Australia, and we're a great fan of hers, I've got to say, in Mind Food. It's very watchable. And welcome to the show, Tabitha. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Tabitha, I've got to tell you, everyone at the Mind Food office is so excited that we're talking to you today.
I love that. And I just got off a plane from LA.
Tabitha, we're great fans of Tabitha's Salon Takeover, but you're actually here in New Zealand and Australia with Joico, who you've worked for many years.
I have. I worked for Joico for maybe 12 years, and I'm back in Australia and New Zealand actually doing business classes for hairdressers, so I'm very excited.
And will it be like Salon Takeover, where you actually go into these salons and sort of, you know, see what's wrong and kind of point it out?
No, I'm not going into people's salons, although that would be fabulous. I'm actually just holding business classes for hairdressers. So, look, it's hard at the moment. The recession is really hard. It's all over the world. It's struggling for small business owners out there.
Mm.
So it's really just coming back home and being able to give, you know, tips and tricks and marketing advice and ways for people to actually stand out in the crowd so that they can keep their doors open and make some money and, you know, be the hairdressers that they want to be.
Tabitha, do most people, are they open to your advice when it comes to when you have to be really, well, so I suppose, cutting and true to them?
Look, it's hard. You know, when I go in with the show, I go into these salons and they really only have a week, and I have a true week to take them over and turn them around. And I'm kind of like a mirror. So I point out all the things that they're doing wrong and all the things that they need to change. And it's really hard for people to internalize all of that and make the change. And that's where the resistance comes from. So some of them are really open to it. Some of them, you know, not so much. But as you guys watch the show, you see the people that really do make the change and it's really genuine, and you see the people that really don't make the change, and sometimes those people aren't around for much longer.
But those transformations, you know, the people that are really anti you in terms of what you stand for coming in, you know, how dare you kind of change my world, change my business, they're often the ones at the end that are just so, you know, full of praise and thank goodness if it wasn't for you, you know, my life would have been so empty. What is that like in terms of giving those people that complete new lease on life?
Look, it's amazing. You know, I take it really seriously. I know it's a TV show, but, you know, for me it's really serious, and it's actually dealing with people's lives and dealing with people's livelihood, and the stakes are really high for a lot of these people that I go into. So for me it's really serious, and when people do make a change and when they can keep their doors open and when they can make money and get their life and business back on track, you know, it's the best reward that I can get, because during the three seasons of the show, I'm in contact with probably 85% of the businesses that I've taken over, and I know, you know, how they're doing and the improvements that they've made and the fact that, you know, they're doing really well and they've paid down their debt and all of those kind of things, and it really is so incredibly rewarding.
Yeah, it's so good to hear that, because I think as a viewer, you think of those reality TV shows as so such a slice of time, that it's great to hear that there is that sort of follow-up and genuine interest from you.
You know, I'm a hairdresser, so that's what I've done for 30 years, and it's what I love, and I really do care about these salons. I mean, that's part of where my aggravation comes from and my angst, and, you know, where you see me get really kind of PO'd, that all comes from me trying to help these people. So I don't want the cameras to go down and then me walk away and not be there for them. So they have my cell phone number, they have my email, and I'm in contact with them to make sure that they're okay. And if they need anything, I'm always there to be a cheerleader for them.
Tabitha, thanks so much, and enjoy your stay. You know, you return to home in Australia and travelling around New Zealand. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. Thanks for talking to me, and it's nice to be home.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.